America fell into darkness, a call rang out across the land. Lair Adams, entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar, Christopher Hart. They teamed with lifelong radio pro Nostradamus. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Lair Adams, Nostradamus, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
Another rainy hump day in O-Town, but the American Adversaries never let gray skies get them down, especially when they're on at Drive Time on News Talk 660 WORL. Folks, Barack Obama has seen how fat and bloated and obese America is. And he's gonna change all that by putting this entire nation on a rice diet. That's right. His little pawn and lie spewer is being rewarded for being a soulless puppet. Now, I'm sure you've heard UN Ambassador Susan Rice, who assured us the Benghazi event was caused by aliens, or something just as ridiculous. Maybe our new national security advisor. I'm Lair Adams, and I'm feeling less and less secure. Now, my co-host believes in a security fence to protect us, and it should go around the White House. Here he is, Christopher Hart.
Very well put. Thank you so very much, Lair Adams, and thank you folks for being with us this afternoon. That's right, you are listening to the American Adversaries. And how about those old faces back in new places? Not only did Susan Rice get rewarded, but so did a young lady by the name of Samantha Power, who has taken Susan Rice's place. And Samantha Power gained a little bit of notoriety in 2008 when Barack Obama was first running for president because she called Hillary Clinton a monster. So she got fired for speaking the truth. And when you were talking about bloated, I thought maybe you were going down that road for a second. But anyway.
And she also was a not a friendly person to, shall we say, Jewish people in Israel.
That's right.
Period.
Yeah, she said
don't
that
like
the
him.
United States might have to spend a lot of money for the Palestinians to protect them from Israel.
From the evil Israelis.
Kind of as liberals oftentimes do, they sort of kind of got it backwards. But that's one reason why we're here, folks. And as I said, I'd like to thank you for being with us. And we've got a very special show lined up for you tonight. We've got a couple of special guests in the studio with us. But we are also starting our family four-pack Rays home game ticket giveaway. And we're going to do this every Wednesday as the baseball season progresses here, at least until the tickets hold out, and that's going to be for quite a while, I understand. And what we're going to do is you'll listen on Wednesday during the commercial breaks, and when you hear a highlight play, that will be the signal to call. Now, we're going to give you a little test of a highlight play here so you know what I'm talking about. Nick, if you could cue it up and let us have it there real quick.
2-2 pitch to Loney, high drive into straightaway center. Back goes Bourne, back near the track, reaches out and drops his glove. Two-run score, Loney into second and the Rays take a 2-0 lead.
There you go, folks. When you hear that, that is your signal to call on Wednesday. And I don't call now, that was just a sample. But
just testing you.
You will hear that something during one of the breaks during our show, you'll hear that play or a play like it. So listen up when you hear that. From now on, during the show and on Wednesdays, call 407-774-8255. That's 407-774-8255. That's our regular studio line here. Call, and you'll give Nick your information. These tickets are good throughout the season. You can use them pretty much at your discretion. Now, there are some games that are already sold out and reserved,
yeah.
But pretty much you can use them at your discretion. They do expire on September 23rd, the end of the regular season. You do have to pick them up at the station, but we will also throw in an autographed baseball, and these are authentic autographs from the Rays. Now, the autographs do vary because they're over a couple of seasons.
Oh, they're not autographed by us.
No, they didn't ask for our autograph. Sorry there, Lair. But certainly, these are authentic autographs by Tampa Rays players. These are for home games, if there's any question about that, over here at the Trop. Okay? So when you hear that highlight play sometime during our show, I don't even know when it's going to be. All right? Only Nick LoCicero in there knows.
You gave him the power?
He has the power. And when he plays the highlight play, folks, give a call at 407-774-8255 to win that free family four-pack of tickets to a Rays home game.
So they can't even pay you under the table. Hey, call.
Nope.
Hey, Chris.
Can't even tell you ahead of time when they're going to play it. Okay, so you just have to listen. All right, there we go. Okay, folks, now we're going to get down to business here in the studio. We do have a couple of great guests with us this afternoon. A friend of ours who's been on our show before, and a man who is also a friend of ours but hasn't been on our show before. And I'm talking about Mike McBath. He is currently, folks, has an elected seat on the board of directors for the local NFL Players Association. And I can't, remember the last time I say this, but some of you probably don't know this. But he is the man responsible for the Predators coming to Orlando. The Orlando Predators were brought to town by Mike McBath and his ownership group. And I want to thank you for that and for being with us this afternoon, Mike McBath. And if you will, introduce Archie here for everybody.
Well, I was always very proud of the Predators because we never had a losing season. We went to the bowl game just about every year. Now, 3-9, it's a little bit hard to stomach.
Back in the day when you had the Predators, you were packing that arena downtown better than the Magic were.
Oh, I can tell you stories. The Magic did not like myself or Davy Johnson because we would walk in there and they would look at us and they would see the place packed to the rafters. I can remember selling the tickets outside for twice the price. If it was a $50 ticket, guys would give you $100 just to get in the door to see the Bad Boys of Rock and Roll, the Orlando Predators.
Well, Mike, what happened?
You know what? It comes down to your philosophy of marketing. Mm. We were the ones that actually created it. We called it rock and roll football. And,
sure.
I remember one time I was walking down the street and there was some guy of questionable nature, playing bongos on the sidewalk. I said, hey, pal, you doing anything for around 6:30, 7:00? He goes, no. I said, come over to the game. I put him out in the middle of the field. He played the bongos. I never had so many compliments from people telling me what great artistry I had. I mean, that must have cost me at least $20.
Big spender.
Wonder if the Magic would get a lesson from that. But, I mean, we had so many great times and good stories with it. And then the group that came in now was the one that bought it from us. And, we weren't going to hold any mortgage or anything. Sure. Pay up, pal.
No, right,
but it is a case. It was outstanding. And I still am a fan of arena football, though. I mean, I still go to the games. I like the players. I like the game a lot.
It's exciting.
I would like to just see them to get back on the winning ways because, we had Perry Moss, Herky Walls.
Oh, yeah.
Barry Wagner. We really had some great, great players. And it was outstanding. I like to see that return. And despite themselves, they're still drawing about 11,000 people.
That's right.
Any chance of either one of you gentlemen putting the cleats back on? Come on, guys. You
Archie,
can really give them
Archie's
a trick or two there.
Archie's a quarterback, and I know they need a quarterback. So,
Archie's got experience here, right?
No, I was showing him around the complex, see if he got that fire back.
There you go. Well, please, formally introduce Archie Roberts for us.
Well, the reason Archie is here today, he's actually down here working with Orlando Health, the NFL Player Association, and again, on the introduction, I've been the past president of the National, and I'm on the board of directors of the National, and these are elected positions. So I'm very aware of what's going on with the Player Association. A lot of people, I guess they don't grasp the fact that the Player Association is, the largest sports and the wealthiest business there is. So in other words, if you're in a union, I think I'm in the right one. Not that I'm a union guy,
right.
But, there's certain issues that sure. have to be discussed because it's as close to a monopoly as I guess you could get.
I was going to say, you have to understand, folks, professional sports pretty much is a monopoly. The owners run it. They call the rules. They make the rules. And in a case like that, you know, the players almost have to band together to represent
right.
themselves.
And I always get a kick out of it. I know Archie knows this, is when you see like a young man out of college, he signs a three-year contract. I had a guy the other day say, isn't that great that so-and-so from Penn State signed a three-year contract? I said, yeah, but the problem is if he doesn't make it in the first 4 weeks, it's invalid. You know, it's like the only business in the world that the contract is only valid if you make it. And if you don't make it, see you later, pal. You're not going to get paid a dime.
Well, of course. And look at the players that make a ton of money, but they make it in a very short span. And when you break it down over their entire lives, it may not necessarily wouldn't have been that tremendous amount for what they put themselves through and how, and the difficulty in trying to manage your money and live on X amount of dollars for the rest of your life because you can't maintain that income.
Well, I think Archie and me realized that NFL stood not for long. And, you know, he went to medical
Perfect.
School, I went to graduate business school, and I think we understood it was just a matter of when, not if, and in summer sooner than later. And but it is a case, this day and age, which is certainly a lot different than years and years ago. I mean, these fellows are paid big money. You know, if they were just smart enough to take their money, stick it in the bank. I don't care if you get a 0.5% until you understand what you're doing. The problem is it's in a restaurant. It's in a gymnasium. He's listening to his 24-year-old financial advisor. Oh, boy, good luck, you know, because there's two tough things in life. One is the make it, and the even tougher is the whole
keep it
on to it. But getting back to Archie, which is the most important factor today, is Archie, you know, as a medical doctor, cardiologist, he's probably a major, major part of the NFL Player Association, and I call our life support system in the sense that, you know, injuries and physical problems have plagued us all, and as we get older and older, it becomes a bigger and bigger issue. And Archie started the Living Heart Foundation, which is well recognized through the NFL, you know, back about 10-12 years ago. And I know my relationship with Archie started at this second Living Heart Foundation mm-hmm. physical, which was at
out in Phoenix.
Yeah, and it's a case that, you know, the Player Association has picked it up. He does you know, probably 6-7 different physicals a year related to the heart situation. And these are quality programs. And they have a, you know, a follow-up program. And the main thing about it is they actually are doing things for their former players. And they are very health conscious and getting more and more. And what Archie has done, he's now continued down this road. And we're working to the point, not only do we tell you what's wrong, but we're going to try to help you to understand what you where you need to go if it's wrong. And with that, I'll turn it over to Archie.
Well, and this is Archie Roberts. Dr. Archie Roberts, welcome to our show.
Well, I enjoy being here and listening to Mike talk about my background. I might begin to think I'm doing something special.
I notice he didn't talk about your football background.
Hey, guys, you're going to love this. You know where he went to school?
No, I know where he played pro, but where did he go to school?
Columbia.
Oh, Lord. Go easy on us now.
Back off.
Have you been back for any commencements recently?
Doctor, what is your specialty, if I might ask?
My specialty when I was practicing is cardiac surgery.
Gotcha.
As a heart doctor, folks. Mm-hmm. And this is the heart doctor on this side of the microphone, if you will. We've got to go to a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk much more to Dr. Roberts about what he's doing now to help the NFL players and about the general state of health care. Okay, so you'll want to stick around and listen up for that highlight play.
This is Carl Jackson, and I'm president of Exterior Motives. We're a lawn and landscape service that emphasizes service, specializing in taking care of beautiful lawns in East Orange and Seminole counties. Call us, 407-677-7780. We'll take care of your lawn, home or commercial. We've got the newest equipment. We trim, we mulch, we provide sod and landscaping installations. We're the number one landscape maintenance company in East Orange and Seminole counties. So call me right away for a free on-site estimate. I think you'll be happy you did. Call me, 407-677-7780. Once again, that number is 407-677-7780. Exterior Motives. Imagine a better lawn.
For 16 years, Cafe Positano has been famous for blending their traditional Italian family recipes with the latest cuisines. They offer affordable fine dining in the banquet room and more casual dining in the main area. From pizza to specialty dishes and tender, juicy prime rib, everything is made fresh daily, even our sauces. And owner Pasquale Barba promises you'll want to return. Located 4 miles west on I-4 on 436, phone 407-774-8080.
Cafe Positano is true Italian food, e lo prometto.
The American Adversaries, where you and the president can wrestle for the truth.
We're still in this wrestling match with
Blair Adams
and
Christopher Hart, the American Adversaries.
Okay, folks, welcome back. You are listening to the American Adversaries. Are you still listening for that highlight play? Once again, when you hear that Rays highlight play, give us a call at 407-774-8255 to win a family four-pack of tickets to a Rays home game, pretty much of your choosing. Okay, back to the show. You are listening to Christopher Hart and Larry Adams in the studio. And with us live in the studio, we have Dr. Archie Roberts. Once again, Doctor, thanks for being with us, and Mike McBath. And Dr. Roger Roberts, before we get into the medical stuff, real quickly, where'd you play pro ball?
Played with the Cleveland Browns and the Miami Dolphins. The Miami guys, a local group.
Yes, sir.
It was my privilege with the Cleveland Browns to play in the last year that Jim Brown played football. He was one of the great running backs of all time.
Sure was. He was one of my idols as a kid.
Yeah. He was a great one.
Yeah.
It was always, he looked like he was on his last legs and he could barely get back to the huddle, but then the play would snap and he'd take off and he'd be real life.
Was that an act?
That's a good question. It looked like it if you were watching on TV and you saw this ambering around and he was barely moving and then the ball snaps and he goes. But I'm sure the wear and tear over
the
nine
years.
Or so years that he played professional football took its toll.
How was he as far as a guy? Was he a nice guy?
He was. It's amazing that at that time, the end of his career, although he retired at a relatively young age.
That's
right. I think
right.
He was around 29, 30 years of age.
Yeah, he was fairly young, and he pretty much went right into acting.
But he did. He was, as I remember it, in the practice field and in the locker room, he was quiet and laid back. But whenever Jim Brown spoke, everybody in the locker room came to life and listened because they knew the man knew what he was talking about, and he was one of the greatest living athletes to ever
like that
play
old
football.
Who was that, E.F. Hutton? When E.F. Hutton speaks, people
right.
listen.
Yeah.
Remember those old commercials? And you played with some pretty big name talent. Not that you aren't, but also your career sort of ended at the Miami Dolphins.
It did. It was funny when I was traded to the Miami Dolphins. I had been a backup quarterback at Cleveland.
Right.
And I was going to medical school at that time, which in nowadays hustle-bustle life would not be possible to do both things.
Real quickly, Archie, did your football career pay for your medical school?
Well, the money that I got, and back in those days,
the money wasn't
a lot, but medical school tuition wasn't as expensive in those days as it is now. So the answer is yes, I used that money to pay for tuition and housing.
And
but the story Dolphins, I was going to say, when I went down to the Dolphins, I thought, oh, this is my chance to get in on the front line.
Sure.
But it happened that same year, Bob Greasy came from Purdue to the Dolphins.
He was drafted out of college.
And he turned out to be one of the great college quarterbacks. And once again, I was on the sideline with the headphones and helping out.
But you were there in case they needed you.
I was there.
Just as a doctor is. And you have a very special program, as Mike's been explaining, with Orlando Health. And it really was your brainchild.
Well, the Living Heart Foundation is a foundation that we started back in 2001. And shortly after we did some high school and college athletes, cardiovascular screening and testing and evaluations and referral, we 9/11 occurred, and I lived outside of New York City, so the Living Heart Foundation got a quick graduation course, and what was a small group, we went into Ground Zero 2 weeks after 9/11, and the rescue workers that were still working in that area with the fire and the smoke and all the air pollution, they were beginning to wonder, what's going to happen to us who are here trying to keep the peace and keep the spirit of the country going? So when we went in there, we went to the police academy, and people, the rescue workers, would line up around the block with their little folders, as Mike knows from the football screenings, and they would go through. And besides cardiovascular testing, we did inhalation, pulmonary function, lung function testing. But I'll never forget the experience of seeing these individuals that were suffering and exhausted, but fighting through a rough period in history. But at the end of the day, when they came to the doctor and I said, "How do you feel about things?" they were scared about their own health. Now, they didn't hesitate to do their job and to protect the country.
Probably couldn't have pried most of them away from there.
But the
they had the health care concerns.
To deal with them, they had their own concerns, and they were well-founded. So that experience for the Living Heart Foundation advanced our accomplishments a great deal. By the end of a three-week period, we had seen over 3,000 rescue workers, and by then, all of the medical schools and many of the doctors came down to the site and helped out with the screening as well, so there was more help for these people. So that experience was quite a learning curve for the Living Heart Foundation. It was shortly after that that, having had been a former football player and knowing what the health issues were in the past and knowing what the changes were now, we then got into doing screenings for the retired NFL players.
And that's where we're going to pick it up after the break.
That's right, folks. We're here with Archie.
More political mayhem is on the way. You're listening to The American Adversaries on 660 WORL. If you can take it.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the show, and keep listening for that play. And don't forget to call and get that family four-pack of tickets to a Rays home game. 407-774-8255 is the number. And if you have a question for one of our guests this afternoon, that is the same number, 407-774-8255. We are talking with, and by I say we, I mean Lair Adams and myself, Christopher Hart. We're talking with Mike McBath, who is a past president and currently sits on the board of directors of the NFL Players Association, and his good friend and our friend as well, Dr. Archie Roberts, and both former NFL players. And Dr. Roberts, you were telling a fascinating account of what you were doing during the 9/11, and I guess it was sort of trial by fire, because that sort of set up the pattern for what you do now with the NFL players, doesn't it, in the screenings?
It's true. We grew up fast in that environment. Something that might have evolved over several years got bumped up very quickly.
And we're talking about the Living Heart Foundation, which you established.
Right. So we started looking at retired NFL players in 2004. And that involved cardiovascular testing. And the cardiovascular testing included blood tests for cardiovascular risk, like cholesterol, like blood sugar. It involved electrocardiograms, which are standard ways at electrically looking at the cardiovascular system.
I'm sure it involves a treadmill, too.
Well, it could have done that, but in terms of exercise testing, one, the doctors have to screen the players more thoroughly before going to that kind of test. They have to have indications proven and shown And most of the time we haven't gotten into exercise testing initially, but if it's needed based on the general testing that we do, some of which I've mentioned, then we would go to exercise testing and other sophisticated testing.
Does some of this general testing also reveal other ailments other than heart disease or something to that effect?
They do. Some of the other tests that we do includes ultrasound of the heart and of the carotid arteries, the arteries that supply the blood to the brain, and cardiovascular disease in the coronary arteries of the heart or in the carotid arteries that supply the brain is usually the result of buildup of plaque. Mm-hmm. Or calcium or cholesterol mm-hmm. in these arteries so that the blood flow is restricted. And when one exercises or exerts themselves, that restriction of blood flow can cause a lot of trouble. Additional testing that we do is body composition, and that's getting at the question of looking at other aspects besides cardiovascular system necessarily. And body composition involves body size, body mm-hmm. weight, percentage of body fat. And when it comes to our football players, of course, many of the linemen and many of the players in general are large men and relative to the general population, they're much, much bigger. And the risks associated with large body mass index, large body size, are extensive, and they're called comorbidities. And arthritis is worse. Diabetes is worse. Cardiovascular disease is exacerbated. Even some forms of cancer are more mm-hmm. common with large body size.
And that jogs the question to me. I think I read somewhere, Mike, that the players today are much bigger than they were, say, back when you played football.
A perfect example, and I know Archie knows this, back around 1970 in that era, there was one 300-pounder, and it was Bob Brown, played with the Eagles.
And all the NFL.
Right, in the entire NFL. Now I think it's like 500. You know, so one versus 500.
Yeah, you're going to have a dozen at least on per team.
Now, one little story about Archie's program, and I can't tell you how fabulous it is and how much it's appreciated by the players. It's probably one of the most appreciated benefits provided by the entire player association. But the last time I took a physical, I was always concerned. Like, I would sit down, and the young lady would put it on my arm, you know, and then at the end of the test, I'd always see at the top of the page, DMW. And they wouldn't say anything to me, and I'd go to the next room, and then they'd take the test, and I'd see them write DMW. So at the end of the test, I said, Archie, what's this mean? He sort of like looked at me sheepishly, and he goes, dead man walking. But actually, no, I have survived it. And I know, like, this year we were at Atlantis. And, this was a difficult atmosphere to do your testing and everything, mm-hmm. and I thought this was very creative on Archie's part, and Orlando Health was involved, and they did physicals for the players in the Bahamas.
Yeah, when you had your players meeting down there.
That's true.
Because you had them all together sort of in one centralized location, more or less like what happened in New York. I mean,
your
patients
true.
Were right there.
That's true.
Let me ask you this. There are a lot of changes being made now in the healthcare system and getting ready to be made in the healthcare system. I want to ask you a couple of questions along those lines. Did the healthcare system, quote unquote, need changing, or was it simply the way we paid for healthcare that needed changing? And does the changes that we are facing address the real problem?
That's a good question. And right now it's being debated actively. Through the years, the quality of medical treatment and care here in the United States has been at a high level, but it's come at a high cost as well. And as studies have been done comparing outcomes of treatment in the United States with outcomes of treatments in other countries, it seems that the United States, with all its sophistication, the outcomes of healthcare are sometimes inferior to other nations that pay much less expense for the care. So that kind of pinpoints the question that now is before us. The cost is high, and the number of tests that are done commonly, it's good on the one hand when it discovers serious disease. On the other hand, when multiple tests are done and there is not serious disease, and the individual doctor can't tell in advance whether there will be serious disease or not, just based on the examinations and simple basic tests. So it's a tug of war between the cost side, the doctor and the hospital providing more selective care that is efficient and of high quality, but at a lower cost. And we're going through how can we achieve that in a balanced way, and it's not an easy war. The economy at large has its difficulties. We're, thank God, recovering now. But in an environment where there's pressure on the dollar, everybody is looking for ways to cut down on cost, yet the individual components of healthcare, the hospitals, the doctors, the insurance companies, the nurses, everyone wants to make a living do well with their lives as well as provide service for patients.
It sounds like what you're saying is like any, pretty much any industry, if you will, and Mike, you're in the financial industry, you need room for creativity. Does Obamacare allow for more creativity, or is it what it appears to be reduce the amount of creativity that will go on in the healthcare industry, if you will?
That's a tough question. It's certainly in the struggle to cut down on cost and cut down on not ordering unnecessary testing. It gets restrictive on the doctors for what they can order and what the insurance companies will pay for. So it's right now, it's a struggle between a balance.
Well, yeah, and right now a 75-year-old man, if he has insurance, can get his knee replaced or get a hip replaced. Once Obamacare comes in, I think he's going to get a pill.
I think the other factor, too, is when the economic side, how can you add a layer of, oh, you love this word, of the IRS in there and be naive enough to think that it's going to lower costs? That is going to be a massive cost that is going to just bury these young companies. I mean,
that's a great,
anybody,
that's,
just think about, remember, I'm from the Common Sense Party, and it's a case, you look at that, and then the other thing, which is quite obvious, you got to cap litigation. You can't constantly have major settlements against these doctors. You know, certainly if they do something horrendous, something has to be done. But they can't be testing all these extra tests because they're trying to protect themselves. Protective medicine is not right for the doctors and the American public. It's only right for one group.
The lawyers.
Oh, that's right. What a surprise.
Let's bring on Nostradennis, because he was looking into a couple of things for the show today. Nostradennis, over at headquarters, how are you doing this afternoon?
I am doing well. It's a little drippy out here, so you all be careful out there on the roadways.
Now, you just stay on the line, you know, because you can't call in for those tickets, all right? So don't even think about hanging up and calling back, all right?
I told all my friends to call in, so hopefully one of them will win.
Okay. Anyway, I know you had some questions for Dr. Robertson and Mike as well.
Yeah, Archie, I'm curious, in the screenings that you've done for these former NFL players, without revealing any doctor-patient confidentiality, what kinds of things are the most common ailments or problems that you've been able to find, and do the players have the resources to get them treated once they're discovered?
Well, those are good questions. In terms of the cardiovascular risk factors that we look at, certainly high cholesterol is a common problem. Large body size is a common problem. Calcium deposits in the coronary arteries, which are the heart arteries, and these deposits can lead to blockages.
Strokes, heart attacks.
Well, in the coronary arteries, blockages that lead to heart attacks. In the carotid arteries,
stroke.
They can lead to strokes.
Do these players have the resources to deal with these things?
Well, before I answer that,
I'm sorry.
And I will, I wanted to give a sense of comparison of our players, our retired players, at a mean age of 54 in the study that we're doing that is now funded by the NFL Player Care Foundation.
Right.
When we look at the risk factors in the players, in over 3,000 players, and we compare the risk factors to the general population of the same age,
mm-hmm.
the same race, and we allow for comparing apples to apples, pound for pound, similar sizes, when we can make that statistical change, which can be done scientifically, we find that the risk factor pound for pound between the players and the general public is similar.
Pretty much the
which
same.
Is what's surprising to me.
As a heart surgeon.
I had the thought that the players might have bigger risk. And if you compare the players, not on a pound-for-pound basis, but since they're bigger than the general public males, the risk in the players is higher than the general public. But when you equilibrate for the differences in size
mm-hmm.
and compare all of the other
sure.
factors, it's a draw.
Pretty much the same.
Wow.
Okay, we are going to come back in just a couple of minutes, folks, and continue this conversation with the heart surgeon, Dr. Archie Roberts, and Mike McBath, both NFL players in their prime years. They were out there on the gridiron, tearing it up and entertaining all of us.
That's right. What kind of doctor were you, Mike?
Dr. Love.
Okay, he said it, Mike, Mr. McBath. We didn't say it. We'll be right back, folks.
Hi, this is Christopher Hart, co-host of the American Adversaries. You know, during the day, I'm a contractor here in Central Florida. That's what I do for work. But what I do on the radio, well, the American Adversaries is my mission. We've got a great audience, and I wanted to take a minute to speak directly to those of you who believe in our mission. We are looking for a select group of category-exclusive sponsors to support this show. There are several different levels of sponsorships, so it can be very affordable, and you'll get great results just like our friend Pasquale from Cafe Positano's. Heck, we'll even name our studio after your business if you want. If you own or run a business in Central Florida and believe in the American Adversaries' mission, give me a call to see if you qualify. If you're interested in learning more, my number is 407-435-4613. If I'm on the air when you call, just leave your name and number. I'm Christopher Hart. American Adversaries is my mission. I hope you'll make it part of yours, too.
For 16 years, Cafe Positano has been famous for blending their traditional Italian family recipes with the latest cuisines. They offer affordable fine dining in the banquet room and more casual dining in the main area. From pizza to specialty dishes and tender, juicy prime rib, everything is made fresh daily, even our sauces. And owner Pasquale Barba promises you'll want to return. Located 4 miles west on I-4 on 436, phone 407-774-8080.
Cafe Positano is true Italian food, e lo prometto.
The battle is heating up. You're listening to the American Adversaries on 660 WORL. if you can take it.
Okay, welcome back, folks. Once again, you are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time, and I hope you heard it. It happened in that last break, a commercial break. We had our highlight play of the week, and I think somebody won. I saw Nick in there scrambling around, answering the telephone. Yeah, let's see. Is it Larry or Barry?
Barry.
Barry from Osteen. Congratulations, Barry from Osteen.
Beautiful town, Osteen.
Yeah, and you know, Barry, I like the Rays too, you know, Barry. I like to see the Rays play. Yeah, congratulations, Barry from Osteen. Once again, folks, we'll be doing that again next Wednesday and pretty much every Wednesday throughout the season. All right, I'd like to get back to our guests now, Mike McBath and Dr. Archie Roberts, cardiac specialist, heart surgeon. Dr. Roberts, let's use the time we have left to talk about your relationship with Orlando Health. How did you start this relationship, and what is all involved, and is it an innovative thing that maybe some other groups could do?
The Orlando Health program is kind of a culmination of what we've started to do with testing. But the doctors know and the public knows that testing is the start of a process and can lead you towards diagnosis and hopefully from diagnosis to treatment. But over the last several years in working with the NFL Players Association, they've taken this next step, which is to reach out to Orlando Health to create a treatment center. So using the football analogy, instead of moving the ball to the 50-yard line and stopping, we now have the opportunity to not only help them understand their health, get the right diagnosis, but we'll now be able, thanks to the partnership with Orlando Health, treat them in a very personalized medical care.
Is this something that Orlando Health is paying out of their pocket?
No, this is a part of a partnership where both the NFL Players Association, through funds that they have within their organization, will help the individual players, as they do generally with health costs, and Orlando Health and their doctors and nurses will help us to do this as inexpensively as possible.
And they're providing you with specialists in other areas like weight reduction and other specialists.
Yes, the basic channels are sports medicine, orthopedics,
sure,
cardiovascular, and obesity. So those three categories cover a lot of areas. And that's the areas that we're concentrating at the start of this program.
And Mike mentioned during the break you have some exciting news that has just come out. But what are we doing?
You're presently meeting with Orlando Health.
Well, we have our agreement with Orlando Health, mm-hmm. and that's going on. But we've decided to move the bar up and offer the Living Heart Foundation and Orlando Health at Orlando Health. Probably a couple of months from now, we'll do the typical screening that we do in various parts around the country, only it will be right there at Orlando Health for the community players, and they'll be able to get their diagnosis, the beginnings of their diagnosis, and the realization of risk factors, but immediately they'll be able to go to the doctors and Orlando Health Hospital for treatment. It makes the whole process, as it should be, one integrated procedure.
Do you know
the exciting thing that we're starting now.
Are you and Orlando Health trying to use this as sort of a pilot program that can be used for other groups and other organizations as well?
Well, already, as Mike knows better than me, many of the other chapters of the NFL Players Association all around the country are open to what is going on, and they're asking about how can they get such a relationship in their community, because medicine is a community-oriented thing. So if this goes well, this could open an opportunity for more players in different parts of the country, and what a great precedent for a great bunch of guys, the retired NFL players that need this kind of help.
And perhaps for other, I'm seeing this as a pilot program for other unions in other industries and other groups where we could, you know, lower the cost of health care by making it a more grassroots program.
Plus, I think the one advantage we have, which organizations have, is we have, you know, funds like the Player Assistance Trust and various other vehicles we can go to supplement. But the main thing I look at it, and I think this is a major factor with, Obamacare, if it gets through, is thank God I won't be waiting in the line with 50,000 people in front of me. You know, part of this act is that, you know, if something happens, we run to the front of the line and, you know, we move on through the process.
Unlike Canada, where you have to...
And because of that factor, is that's where my sincere interest lies, because I believe we'll save even further lives. Because with Obamacare, these people might be scheduled 3 weeks. Hey, I'm on a heart, you know,
I got
a heart attack on a golf course. Hey, I'll catch you in 3 weeks, okay? No, I got my NFL card.
Well, Dr. Roberts and Mike, I want to thank you both for being with us this evening. It's been very educational and very inspiring story that you have there. And I wish you all the luck in the world, and we look forward to seeing you guys at the next NFL Players Meeting. Hey, Nostradamus, I know you've been there holding faithfully and loyally. We're out of time, but who's going to be on the show tomorrow night with us?
Oh, thank you. You caught me short. I had all these questions for Archie. I don't have the list in front of me tomorrow.
Well, it's Scott Plakin's one, isn't it?
There you go. He's going to be announcing some exciting news for people who he used to represent.
Yes, I think you'll want to be listening in for Scott Plakon's announcement tomorrow night. Thank you, Dennis. We'll see you in a few minutes up here at the Cafe Positano, which is where we're headed tonight. Once again, congratulations to Barry from Osteen for winning that Rays Family 4-pack of tickets and a baseball. He's going to really have a ball.
Absolutely. Folks, don't forget this Saturday morning, 8:30 to noon, you can go to the Fun Spot. $40 tickets only cost $15.
Got to get there. Night, everybody.
Peace. Talks.